afternoon doesn't sound right either, but I'm glad to greet you in Jesus' name. I'm Valdemar Gies, as you who are here in person know, and I was asked by Pastor Dave to lead this worship service, and I've already agreed to lead next Saturday's worship service. Pastor Dave was pacing himself with a good deal of wisdom, but I think this Holy Week has taken its toll on him. Please keep Julie and Pastor Dave in prayer, as well as the rest of their family. And I encourage you to use extreme discretion in contacting them. I know you want to talk with people, but right now is a time when they probably need to have some space. You may want to send a card or a note. I'm not speaking for anyone but myself. I wanted to buttonhole a council member, but I didn't get around to it before those worship services start. But do keep them in prayer and be extremely moderate. Daryl Bolton is coordinating compiling a devotional book, and you can read more about that in your bulletin if you have one. Compiling devotions on the book of Ephesians, and the format is suggested. This Wednesday is men's in-person Bible study at 11 a.m. here in this building. Thursday, April 28th, is the team P&P team meeting from 4:15 to 5:30. There are other matters for announcement, and I'll rely on you to know what to do. You can read them in your bulletins. We're continuing, as long as I'm leading the services, to maintain pretty much the stability that Pastor Dave had followed. I suspect that he will be taking his vacation and sick leave, and do keep him in prayer. Do you have any announcements which need to be made? Well, this is a safely quiet group. Good. Welcome in the name of Jesus. We gather here as Jesus' people, and we'll follow the order of service, which will be on the screen or in your bulletins. Please rise as you are able. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia, we worship as we live in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia. Risen our victorious head, sing his praises, alleluia. Christ is risen from the dead. Gratefully our hearts adore him as his light once more appears, bowing down in joy before him, rising up from griefs and tears. Christ is risen, alleluia, risen on victorious head. Sing his praises, alleluia, Christ is risen from the dead. Christ is risen, all the sadness of our Lenten fast soar. Through the open gates of gladness, he returns to life once more. Death and hell before him bending, see him rise, victor now. Angels on his steps attending, glory round his wounded brow. Christ is risen, alleluia, risen our victorious head. Sing his praises, alleluia, Christ is risen from the dead. Christ is risen, all the sorrow that last evening round him lay, now has found a glorious morrow in the rising of today. See the grave its first fruits giving, springing up from holy ground. He was dead, but now is living. He was lost, but he is found. Christ is risen, alleluia, risen our victorious head. Sing his praises, alleluia, Christ is risen from the dead. Christ is risen, henceforth never death or hell shall us enthrall.
Be we Christ.
In him forever we have triumphed over all. All the doubting and dejection of our trembling hearts have ceased. Hail the day of resurrection. Let us rise and keep the feast. Christ is risen, alleluia, sings in our victorious head. Sing his praises, alleluia, Christ is risen from the dead.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Kyrie eleison,
Lord have mercy.
Christe eleison,
Christ have mercy.
Kyrie eleison,
Lord have mercy.
And we sing the hymn of praise with the men being part one.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, a mighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, and peace to God's people on earth. People on earth. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. God, glory to God, and peace to God's people on earth, and peace to God's people on earth.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. Help us, Almighty God, that our joyful celebration of the resurrection feast may be reflected in our daily work and conversation. Grant this, we pray, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the hearing of the word.
Our first lesson this evening is from Acts chapter 5. We begin with verse 12. Now, many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles. And they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest dared to join them, but the people held them in high esteem. And more than ever, believers were added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets, and they laid them on cots and mats, so that as Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. The people also gathered from around the towns near Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. But the high priest rose up, and all were with him, who were with him, and that's the party of the Sadducees, they were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public prison. But during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, "Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life." And when they heard this, they entered the temple at daybreak and began to preach. Now, when the high priest came and those who were with him, they called together the council and all of the senate of the people of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came, they did not find them in prison. So they returned and reported, "We found the prison securely locked, the guards standing at the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside." Now, when the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these words, they were greatly perplexed about them, wondering what this would come to. And someone came and told them, "Look, the men who you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." Then the captain with the officers went and brought them, but not by force, for they were afraid of being stoned by the people. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest questioned them, saying, "We strictly charged you not to teach in this name. Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you intend to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at the right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and the forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm tonight is Psalm 148, and we will read it responsively by whole verse. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights.
Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts.
Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars.
Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created.
And he established them forever and ever. He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling his word.
Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and cedars.
Beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds.
Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth.
Young men and maidens together, old men and children.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above heaven and earth.
He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him. Praise the Lord.
Our second reading this evening comes from the Revelation to St. John, chapter 1, and we begin reading in the fourth verse. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and partner in the tribulation and in the kingdom, and the patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, write what you see in a book and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamum and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white, like white wool, like snow. His eyes were a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined in the furnace, and his voice was like the roar of many waters. In his right hand, he held seven stars. From his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun, shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. Write, therefore, the things that you have seen, those that are and those that are to take place after this. As for the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please rise as you're able.
home shall we go. Alleluia, you are the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, and that word can also mean Judeans, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12 called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Would you pray with me? Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit instructs the hearts of the faithful, grant that by that same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in the Spirit's consolations through Christ. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And all God's people say, Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I'm going to ask you to practice with me. Say the word whatever. Whatever. Now that was outstandingly good from this side. You have to say it. Imagine you're 13 years old. Okay, say it again. Whatever. I'm suspicious of you because you're suspiciously good. You've heard that, haven't you? I don't take kindly to being whatevered by anybody. Almost in opposition to that is telling, to tell. Now, when we were kids, did you ever tell on a sibling? I'm an eldest child. I have a lot to repent for. Because they weren't doing what I told them to, so it's not a way to curry favor with parents. I learned the hard way. Whether it's telling on siblings or going to someone to tell them about something, there's a communication going on about some experience. There's a content to when we tell. We have something to say, something to report. Remember in school when we had show and tell? I wasn't very good at that. I've gotten better. I like it now. And maybe even more important is what I call know and tell. Not N-O, but K-N-O-W. There's that old bumper sticker that I like. Bumper sticker theology, God help me. No Christ, no peace. N-O, Christ, N-O, peace. Then the next set of lines go K-N-O-W, Christ. K-N-O-W, peace. The peace of Christ is tied into knowing and also tied into telling. Acts 5 is just a wonderful text. It's one of the benefits of the Sola Lectionary and the Missouri Synod Lectionary because there's more of a focus on the earlier chapters of Acts through this Easter season leading into Pentecost. All these people with an almost superstitious desire to have people heal, maybe Peter's shadow will fall on them. And still, people were healed. No, they were all healed, we read. This does not sit well with the temple authorities, the Jewish leadership. They're the Sadducees who were suck-ups to the Romans. And they're not going to have this kind of craziness going on. They arrested the apostles and threw them in the public jail. But an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and said, go and stand in the temple and speak. They told, because they were told to speak all the words of this life, this resurrection life, this life in Christ. They seemed to think they had something to say, someone to speak about. And boy, civil authorities couldn't muzzle them. When they were finally noticed in the temple, they were teaching. They entered the temple at daybreak and began to teach. Nothing secret. And so often we think of the earliest disciples as only preaching, but you notice there's a teaching emphasis. They're chewed on by the Sanhedrin. And the response of Peter and the other apostles was, we're going to obey God rather than you. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses. We have a job. It's our job to talk. We are witnesses, and so is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him. What we don't get is how the Sanhedrin took some advice from Gamaliel. He said, if it's of God, it's going to succeed no matter what we do, and it's of man, it'll crash and burn. No matter what we do. So the Sanhedrin ordered that they be flogged and be silent. Then comes that wondrous line. They, these apostles, who'd already done some bit of jail time, they were glad at the honor of suffering humiliation for the sake of the name. For the sake of the name of Jesus. This new life in Christ, which they taught, was not stopped by threat of flogging. We don't have any report that they actually were flogged. Nor did they obey what the Jewish leadership commanded them. What was that word I had you practice?
Whatever.
That's not part of their vocabulary. And even though I could target the younger people, I'm not going to do it. I'm more concerned about the way we adults. We may not say it, but it's so easy for us to live it. In the Revelation to St. John, it's one revelation. You notice there's no S in Revelation. In the Revelation, we read about the appearance, about the trumpet, which is not a good translation. It was a bugle. And a bugle exists to command. And when the bugle voice sounds and John sees, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me saying, fear not. That's usually the first words out of an angel's mouth. And that's because in the presence of the holy, what's close to God, fear is the proper response. And this is not a command, never be afraid. It's, right now, knock it off. Fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died. Seems to have something to do with resurrection. And behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. Write, therefore. Speaking in print. Write, therefore, the things that you have seen, John. Those that are and those that are to take place after this life. Write what you've seen. Jesus Christ speaks and gives John his mission. I'm going to go back to that word. You're stuck. Whatever. Keep that word in the back of your mind as you hear parts of this episode on the first day of the week. The doors being locked and everybody but Thomas was huddled there. I think he only had the guts to go out. And I respect him for it. In fact, I like Thomas. Thomas, one of the 12, was not with them. And remember, Jesus repeatedly says, peace be with you. In the Greek, it's peace to you, which reminds me of how Hebrew would be written. Peace be to you. Receive the Holy Spirit, and you have the keys of the kingdom, Jesus says. Thomas was not there, so the other disciples told him, we saw Jesus. Thomas doesn't take it well. He says, I've got to be able to put my finger in his hands, my hand in his side. I'll never believe otherwise. What is that word we use with Thomas, the word doubting? This is not doubt. This is rejection. This is a no. And Jesus doesn't slam Thomas. Again, 8 days later, with Thomas, and Jesus is there in their midst and says, once again, peace be with you. And then he says to Thomas, okay, you can do what you wanted. We don't read that Thomas did any of that. He was really only asking for what the other disciples, the other apostles had gotten. And seeing was enough. He says, my Lord and my God. This is not a whatever. First of all, he says, no. And then he goes to the opposite extreme and says, God and Lord. Jesus says, have you believed because you've seen me? And he doesn't abuse Thomas. He doesn't curse him or anything. He says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus did many other things not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. It all revolves around this Jesus, that you may have life in his name. What is this life in his name? What is this life in his name for Emmanuel? What is this life in his name for you who sit in your individual chairs? Hey, repeat after me. Whatever. Whatever. We're so comfortable not doing things. In some ways, we haven't quit being teenagers. We do what we can get by with so often. And with Pastor Dave's disability, and with his dying, we are called not just to do, but to do more. This congregation belongs to Jesus Christ, and Dave would be the first to say that. How are you going to be witnesses in this life in his name? We are resoundingly uncommitted. I see that in a lot of churches, including the two that I serve. They're used to having the pastor do everything. Now, it's cheap of me. I'm 75 miles away. I can't do everything down there. Kind of a relief. What is Jesus Christ calling you? How to live out your life, this life in his name? I keep thinking about that little girl who didn't hear the Bible passage right. And the way she said it is, many are cold and a few are frozen. Left me thinking of Minnesota and Iowa winters. The chosen frozen? The people who live out. Whatever. Next time you hear whatever from somebody else's lips, don't jump down their throats. That doesn't help. I like dealing with young people. I really do enjoy dealing with confirmands. I don't know what's wrong with me. And they have a lot of whatever if I let them get by until I engage them. We are called to live lives that name Jesus. Standing in a shopping checkout line, I sometimes point to some of these tabloids and say, oh, that's not part of my understanding of God's will. Or, God sure knew what he was doing when I see something good. You can do that. When last were you a witness pointing to Jesus? I like to talk to strangers. Either way, they can walk away from me and I can walk away from them. I have a good time too. We are witnesses. And you notice we've been given the Holy Spirit because it is given to those who obey, not who say whatever. Peter and company say, and so to us the Holy Spirit with whom, and so to us was given the Holy Spirit. God gave those to those who obey him. I leave you with the question, are you obeying? Do you even know what it is to obey? Locking in the Saturday, Sunday, hour of obligation, as Roman Catholics term it. At least they know it's an hour of obligation, day of obligation. The obligation doesn't end there. To us who were given this Holy Spirit, who obey Jesus to life everlasting, and all God's people say, Amen. Please rise as you are able for our hymn. We confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated for our prayers. And I'm trusting, because I'm cutting you lots of slack with the sitting, you'll pray harder, okay? We pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for this world, and for individuals and their various needs. Glorious Lord, you've worked the salvation of the world through the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus. Give strength to our praise, and let our hearts and mouths be far away from the attitude and word whatever, and filled instead with the joy of your wondrous works. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God Almighty, you stoke the fires of your churches as lights in the darkness of this world. As we gather in the Spirit, as we gather on this Lord's Day, comfort and give boldness to your holy ones to serve in your presence and to cherish the words you have spoken and written to your churches. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, your Son visited disciples fearing the leadership of the Jews. Your Son visited John when he was exiled by the Romans to Patmos. Sustain your disciples in the throes of fear and persecution. Visit them with your Easter good news of victory. And give us our portion in the resurrection to life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God of armies, you have added believers to Lord Jesus in all times and places, from those receptive and hostile alike. Shepherd the nations, shepherd the heathen, and bring all peoples to embrace the gospel of the risen and ascended Christ. Curb wicked rulers and break their power, that all be brought to the feet of Jesus in fear and reverence and worship. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O great physician, as the shadows of your apostles brought healing to the afflicted people of Jerusalem, even the shadows did. As we rest in the shadow of your wings, heal your afflicted servants. We lift up before you Pastor Dave and Julie Stephenson and their larger family, and pray for your comfort and healing for them as your will guides. We name others silently before you. Heal your servants, that they rejoice in your steadfast covenant love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father God, your Son greets his disciples with peace, no matter the sins against him. Make us confident in his mercy toward us, and raise our hearts as he comes to us in the Word and next Saturday in the Holy Supper. Help us trust you as you feed us and strengthen us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father God, we give thanks for your gifts to this congregation, particularly your gifts through Pastor Dave and other pastors who've served here. We thank you for your gifts to the NALC, your gifts to the whole Christian body. Chiefly, we thank you for the gift of Jesus, who is our salvation. By his death, you have atoned for our sins. By his resurrection, you've named us innocent and justified. And by his word and your Holy Spirit, you have brought the gospel of peace to us. We thank you for that good news we have. And we ask that you make us faithful witnesses that we tell. Lord, in your mercy,
Hear our prayer.
We implore you, Lord, to sanctify and keep this congregation and the congregations, schools, and organizations with all our people in the truth, in your word. Preserve us from false teaching. Bring us to repentance for every place where love or zeal has faltered, may have said no with Thomas, or may have doubted. Grant us and grant our families bold and steadfast hearts, faithful to this confession and to this congregation, suffering all rather than to fall away from it. Unite us with all other Christians in true confession of Jesus, in whom the world has redemption and the forgiveness of sins. Grow us in our obedience. To you alone be all glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And all God's people say, Amen. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We sing our hymn. Rise as you were able. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. And all God's people say, Amen.
Amen.
We sing our sending canticle.
And voices raise, tell everyone what God has done. Let all who seek the Lord rejoice and bear Christ's holy. us forth in joy with shouts of thanksgiving. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Go in peace. Serve your risen Lord. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Just a reminder, there is treats and coffee and good fellowship in the fellowship hall, so please adjourn over to the fellowship hall.